Hey, here we are at the 2017 Q's CEO Executive Team Network, and I'm calling it a gathering of like-minded people.
Yes.
And we are here with Jessica Vartanian from Red Rocks
Yes.
Credit Union. Congratulations on the stage up there. You did a really good job.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Was excited, but glad that it's over now.
Yeah,
talking is always a little nerve-wracking.
It is a little nerve-wracking. But I really liked how you... Mic is on. It is on. I really liked how you wove those stories, those kind of personal stories, and with the presentation, it really brought some realism to it. So that was really cool. What spurred that on? Was that kind of the original thing from the beginning, or?
Yeah. Well, Dee Dee actually helped inspire from Dee Dee Myers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started talking and brainstorming, and she was like, "Would be really neat if you could somehow weave a story into this." And you know, I have three kids at home, and so I feel like I'm constantly teaching them lessons through storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? I think that is right up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me too, it was a way to, one, I wanted to connect what maybe not such a heartfelt topic,
mm-hmm.
and bring it more into that heart
mm-hmm.
moment.
Oh, yeah.
And also just for my own nerves, you know, starting somewhere I'm comfortable in a story that
mm-hmm.
I know
mm-hmm.
and a, you know, method that I really was comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
It just helped ease those nerves.
Well, this is real world stuff, though, so
yeah.
Everybody can, I don't want to say everybody, but a lot of people can relate
yeah.
to, especially people working at the teller line, the front lines of the credit union. This happens all the time.
Yes.
And you brought it to light.
Yes, well, so. And I mean, that's where I started in college. I worked my way through college as a teller,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
I can relate to all my tellers that are out there. I still pull a drawer sometimes just if they dare me, you know.
Well, let's give folks out there kind of a reminder on your project. Can you give us a quick summary on what your project is and was and is.
Yes. So it's re-engineering the member experience.
Mm-hmm.
It really is how we create member intimacy with technology.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we use those technological tools to enable our team members to work with our members differently, handle their situations differently,
mm-hmm.
and really looking at from the center how we construct our technology within our organization.
Mm-hmm.
We hear a lot about how we're operating on these legacy systems. We're kind of behind the times.
Yeah.
So how do we realign that, you know, to really make sure that our true member and their heart is at the center of what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily the transaction. Because
mm-hmm.
we may feel one way, but the way our systems are set up sometimes
mm-hmm.
tells a different story.
Right. So where do you want to take this project? I mean, win or lose, I mean, it's still a great idea. And I think all of them were great ideas. So where, I mean, I think it was Dee Dee Myers in there who asked this question. What's the future of this? Where do you want to take it?
Well, right now, it's obviously a phased approach for us. This is a huge endeavor. It's
mm-hmm.
not going to be done in a year, but
mm-hmm.
We're through phase one. We've definitely got a phase two planned. Our phase three is going to be a very agile approach. As I told Dee Dee, we definitely have a destination in mind. It's just the path that we need to be agile
mm-hmm,
with.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is ever changing.
Oh, yeah.
So
no
to
doubt.
Think that you're going to get there one day and be done is just, yeah.
Yeah. It's like owning a home. It's never done. There's
exactly.
always something.
Yes.
Always
you're
something.
Never going to finish. But I mean, I think really, you know, this is another platform of just being able to share what we're doing as an organization and really how the movement can help expand itself.
Mm-hmm.
To really compete, because a part of our competitive advantage before was just our compassion or our relation to our members.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I guess so many other retailers are able to compete on that same front now.
Yeah,
you know, the experience
mm-hmm.
that Disney can provide
mm-hmm.
at, you know, an international level
mm-hmm.
is probably more intimate in some ways
yep.
than, you know, your homegrown credit union. So how do we keep up with the times?
Mm-hmm. And everyone's, I mean, even online, we're all kind of getting used to the Amazon experience, the Apple experience, all that type of stuff. And so now credit unions kind of have to live up to that. And that's,
exactly.
oh my goodness, it's such an uphill battle.
When we found too, and I'm sure many credit unions found this, is you start to try to keep up with technology and you have it plugged in from so many directions. So we had these chat questions coming in and email questions and phone center, and there was probably 8 sources of member questions coming
oh, really?
In.
Okay.
And so our teams were just doing the best they could to manage each of them.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to channel them all through one system
mm-hmm.
enabled us to prioritize them and enabled us to monitor, you know, SLAs on all of them
mm-hmm.
so that we knew how quickly we were answering all of our channels.
Okay.
Not just, you know, we're great at answering the phones, and when people email us, hopefully somebody's checking that inbox.
I hope so too.
You know, so, and I think, you know, that's where we got ourselves trying to keep up with technology is sometimes we plug something in
mm-hmm.
and forgot how quickly it turns on.
I mean, I had a personal experience checking into the hotel. There was a problem with my debit card, and so I immediately called my credit union, and they handled it right away. Yeah. It was awesome. I'm like, thank you guys so much. And off I go on my wonderful little tour here at the Q's conference. So member experience is a huge deal these days.
Oh, for sure.
As digital as we are.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I read a statistic somewhere that said, up to 80% of consumers believe that customer loyalty is no longer a thing. Just because of how quickly and how easy it is to change. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, before, whether it's banking or whether it's, you know, car brand preference, you know, now it's so much easier to just change over.
Really?
That, you know, there's people that just think loyalty isn't, it was a phase that doesn't exist anymore.
It makes me sad.
Huh. I know, me too. Wow. So, but I mean, it's, you know, but I think the good news is that it can still exist. Mm-hmm. It's just we have to figure out what motivates those people to be loyal. It might be different than it was 80 years ago.
Right. And I think one of the judges, I can't remember who brought this up, he commented on like how cool it is to enhance the member experience through technology. And this is what you guys are doing here, right?
Exactly. Which is nice. I know I sat through, I remember, I think my first strategic planning session at the big table, and they were talking about, you know, all of our traditional business models, whether you're, you know, an efficiency model or an intimacy model. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I raised my hand and I'm like, dumb question from the kid in the back, but, you know, how in this day and age can intimacy be inefficient if you just use your technologies
right?
You know, I'm like, there's so many tools. You know, I'm like, I feel like Amazon knows me, and it's just higher being, you know. But, you know, I think there's ways now to be intimate with our members without necessarily creating this huge inefficiency. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that we need to have hour-long conversations mm-hmm. with each and every one of them.
Exactly.
We can make them feel like we did.
Yep. All right, Jessica, anything else to wrap up here? I mean, great job up there, great presentation. Again, loved how you weave the anecdotes in with your presentation. Really effective, and it's a great idea. So anything else to add?
No, just thank you all for watching. Thank you for joining us here, and be sure to get online and vote for one of us, hopefully me, but no. But if not, definitely vote for one of us, because they are all phenomenal contestants.
Good group this year. All right, Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
Well.